Put gas in your washing machine. Finest does you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing. D-U-Z does everything.
Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips. Aren't you a long way from home, young fella?
Oh, hello, Dr. Bowling.
How are you, Jackie?
Fine, thank you.
You going to visit with your grandfather today?
We came here yesterday for a vacation.
Oh, I'll bet you're having a fine time.
Mother told me to go next door and play with Jimmy Barnes.
Hey, that's right. Jimmy is about as old as you are.
But I don't want to go.
Why not?
I just don't want to. Are you going in to see my mother?
I hadn't planned to. Why?
Maybe you'll tell her I'm not going next door.
Don't you think you'd better tell her that yourself?
No, sir. I'm going out back and play in the sandbox. Jimmy can come over and play with me if he wants to.
Very well, Chucky. I'll deliver your message to your mother.
Thank you, Dr. Bowling.
Don't mention it. You're entirely welcome.
Jimmy! Oh, Jimmy!
Vacation. I wonder if it's a permanent vacation. Away from Ted. You won't have to wonder too long, Ross, because Maita herself will tell you of her plans for the future. We'll learn more about this in a moment. White, white washes
without red hands.
White, white washes
without red hands.
That's why I've gone back to Dove.
That's why women everywhere are going back to Dove. Yes, if you've been experimenting with some of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, and if they've been making a difference in your hands, then join the swing to Dove.
That's right. Next wash day, try the one and only Dove. Then inspect that wash of yours carefully. Have you ever had such really clean, fresh-smelling clothes? Have you ever seen such gleaming whiteness? Ever seen the colors so sparkling bright?
Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful care for your hands? Dove does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
You'll get more out of Dove because we put more into it. Only Dove of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two proven detergents. Only Dove contains these quantities of rich, real soap balanced with two proven detergents.
That's why Dove gets clothes, even heavy work clothes, so thoroughly clean and gets towels and linens so gleaming white, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands.
So make next wash day Dove's Day. See why women everywhere are changing to Dove.
For white, white washes
without red hands.
I've gone back to Dove.
Does Brandon think you have a good case, Maida?
I don't believe there's any doubt in his mind. And there isn't any in mine that I'll not only be given a divorce, but I'll be given the custody of Chucky.
Have you really thought this thing through?
Step by step. Ross, for the first time, and I can't tell you how long, I feel a sense of freedom. Freedom from fear, anxiety, apprehension. And I think given half a chance, the day must come when Chucky... Well, when he'll feel toward me as all little children feel toward their mothers. You don't think so, do you, Ross?
Maida, I have every reason to believe that if you're given an opportunity to be a mother to Chucky, he'll be a son to you.
Do you think I've failed somewhere along the line?
I don't quite follow you.
As Ted pointed out to me more than once, I'm with Chucky the greater part of the time. And if the boy hasn't felt close to me, it must have been my fault. I've made every effort to do the things Chucky wants to do. I've tried in every way to show him how much I love him. If I try to be affectionate with him, he seems to withdraw, go inside of his shell, so to speak. Of course, Dr. Hewitt tried to explain Chucky's reactions, but somehow I can't believe... Perhaps I don't want to believe that Chucky still remembers Charlotte.
I wouldn't let that discourage me, even if he does. We all learn sooner or later, Maida, that
life is pretty much a matter of adjustment, substitution. In time, we accept substitutions. We even learn to be happy with them. I'm sure you know as well as I do that a substitution can become the real thing.
Can it, Ross?
I think so. Chucky's still a little boy. You can't remedy what's past, but you can make yourself very important to him from now on.
That's what I want to do. It's what I hope to do. But to be very frank, I'd hate to think that I'd always have to be a substitute for someone Chucky really wanted to be with. Charlotte.
Look, my dear, you're making far too much of this thing between Chucky and yourself.
No, I don't think so. When Chucky realizes that he's not going back to what he's come to look upon as his home, when he knows that he's going to be with me, away from his father, that is possible, isn't it, Ross, that he might resent me for something which I can't possibly expect him to understand is to his advantage.
A number of years ago, Maida...
Yes, I know. I know what you're going to say. I was deeply concerned that Chucky know his real father, bear his name.
That's right.
I made a great mistake, Ross. I've admitted that to you before.
You don't think, do you, that you're making a mistake this time?
I won't even permit myself to think that. Believe me, anything, even any possible antagonism my son might have toward me, wouldn't make me feel that I'm making a mistake.
That's all I wanted to hear. Just so you're sure of yourself and what you're doing, Maida. That's the important thing. There isn't anyone who could have advised you. Who can advise you?
You're so right, Ross, so very right. As Mama used to say, none of us is really in a position to advise someone else. And if we were, what good would it do? A person who asks for advice usually does what he wants regardless.
Tell me, Maida, what are your plans for the future?
Plans? The future? I don't know, Ross. I know I'll not be able to stay here at Papa's.
Why not?
If I don't leave, Trudy will. And this is her home before it's mine and Chucky's, you know.
But is there any reason why you all can't live here together? Plenty of room now that Bill and Bertha have a home of their own.
Yes, that's another thing. I'm very concerned about Bill. He's been drinking more than is good for him.
That's what Trudy told me. Somehow I couldn't quite believe it.
No, it's true, nevertheless. Bertha was here yesterday. She's holding me responsible for what might happen to Bill.
What do you mean?
Well, if Ted runs true to form, and I rather imagine he will, Bill won't be with that agency very long.
You're not trying to tell me, Maida, that the only reason Bill is with the agency is because of you.
Whether that's true or not, I can't say. I do know that Ted is vindictive. If he doesn't get what he wants, Chucky, he'll strike back in any way he thinks might hurt me. Now, Ted knows how fond I am of my brother. He knows I'd do anything for Bill. And from what Bertha said yesterday, I think Ted is counting on my deep affection for Bill to forget about the divorce.
You mean Ted would...
Yes. Yes, he would. Bill hasn't been aware of it, but Ted's used him as a pawn. He's also used my sister-in-law. Ross, can you imagine what'll happen to Bill if he is given his walking papers? He owes Ted $25,000. His house is mortgaged.
I don't see how Ted could. Bill has been doing a good job, hasn't he?
Yes, but that won't make any difference to Ted. He'll find a reason to fire Bill if he doesn't already have one. When I stop to think, Ross, maybe Bert and Trudy are right. Maybe I am poison to everyone who comes in contact with me. Maybe I do bring trouble wherever I go.
Maida, Bertha hasn't any right to say anything like that. And as for Trudy, well, maybe she has some reason to feel as she does.
It's a fact, though. Ever since I came back to this house, I've brought nothing but trouble to those I really love. Papa, Bill, Trudy. Well, I can't think about them, not now. Ross, I don't want anything for myself. You do believe that, don't you?
Yes, Maida, I do.
It's Chucky and only Chucky I'm considering.
Funny how mothers go overboard for their boys, isn't it?
Boys? They're children.
Possibly you're right. I only hope, Maida, that all the sacrifices that are being made are going to be worth it in the end.
Ross, you don't know what you're saying. You can't be in earnest.
But I am. I told you a long time ago that I didn't believe anyone should live his or her life only for their children.
Yes, I know. You told me that I had a right to happiness, too. But perhaps in my son I'll find my happiness.
I hope so, Maida. I sincerely hope so. Because I, for one, think you've gone all out for that little boy.
He's really all I have.
And all you need, Maida?
Yes, Ross. His happiness will be my happiness. He's all I need.
Mrs. Murphy is saying it. Mrs. Wagner is saying it. Women everywhere are saying...
Well, white washes without red hands. I'm going back to Dove.
How about you? Are your hands suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day? Then change to Dove. See how towels come dazzling white, colors sparkling, and all this with such wonderful care for your hands.
Only Dove, of all leading wash day products, contains such quantities of rich, real soap, combined with two proven detergents.
That's why Dove gets clothes so clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Dove does everything. For white washes without red hands, get Dove today. And don't forget, send for your set of four quick-cut steak knives. They're actually worth $2, yet Dove offers four of these stainless steel beauties for just 50 cents and the top from one giant economy-sized box of Dove. Get handy order blank for those steak knives at your store today. Ted White gives his attorney an account of his talk with Maida, and Mr. Rollins makes a most unusual suggestion in the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by Dove.
Put Dove in your washing machine. D-U-V-E does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.